KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. United Nations officials are seeking answers for what caused a human stampede in Gaza City on Thursday that resulted in the deaths of more than 100 Palestinians.
The Israelis will say, look, we will investigate this. We will see if there are lessons to be learned. They've said they're going to do that because now you now have, for the first time, international observers in the form of representatives from the UN who were in Shifa Hospital yesterday and who met people who they said had experienced gunshot wounds. Now, the UN team says they did not see dead bodies, so they were not able to make an assessment of how those people died, but they did say they talked to people who had experienced gunshot injuries at the scene of the convoy.
And that report for us today from the BBC's Paul Adams. More delegates are up for grabs today as Donald Trump looks to get closer to clinching the Republican presidential nomination. Nikki Haley, meanwhile, will continue to seek her first win. The former president is heavily favored in the delegate count, and Republican caucuses take place today in Idaho and Missouri, as well as a convention in Michigan. Retired Admiral James Stavridis says it would be a good idea for the military to forge new ties with areas of the private sector on the cutting edge of technology.
And look at what's happening in the space industry. That's an example of where, quote, smaller firms are really making a difference.
Elon Musk suing OpenAI.
According to Musk, the company has drifted from its original nonprofit mission by partnering with Microsoft in a $13 billion deal while keeping its code a secret. His California state court complaint said the Microsoft partnership is a breach of contract from OpenAI's founding charter, for which Musk was also a founding member.
And that report comes from correspondent Tayshia Stevens. This is SRN News. The State Department goes gender neutral, Michael Harrington reports.
According to a memo obtained by National Review, Secretary Anthony Blinken is warning employees not to use words that indicate gender. No more mother, father, manpower, or ladies and gentlemen. Blinken also wants State Department staff to take pains to use the proper pronouns for their colleagues, including, quote, she, her, he, him, they, them, ze, zur, and many others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Grants College outside Philadelphia is launching the first Master of Arts degree program in anti-Semitism studies in the U.S. Officials with a small private college say the program will help to fill the vacuum of knowledge about anti-Semitism across Jewish, non-Jewish, and governmental organizations responsible for generating policy to combat prejudice, including anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. As Hong Kong moves toward enacting a new national security law, concerns are spreading among the city's international business and media communities.
The new law comes more than 3 years after Beijing imposed a similar law that all but wiped out dissent and vocal pro-democracy media in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. Critics say the legislation will make Hong Kong's legal system increasingly similar to that of mainland China. However, the government argues that it will affect only a small minority of disloyal residents.
As correspondent Jeremy House, journalist Ben Dominich says Senator Mitch McConnell has, with very rare exceptions, proven to be a master strategist during his years as Republican leader on the Hill.
I think that you really would have to look hard to find any kind of weaknesses in the approach that he used, which was just time and again found to be well-founded.
McConnell will step down as Republican leader later this year. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.